Blog Talk Radio.
Remember, do as diamonds do. Do as leaders do. They lead by example. So let's get started. It is right up the top of the hour. Who is the first person that wants to share on the call here this morning?
Hey, Garrett, it's Amy.
Amy from Indiana. Good morning. Thank you very much for sharing. Over to you, Amy.
Well, good morning. I've been in this industry for a while and have found that what I appreciate probably the most about it is that you find people who believe in who you are and not necessarily where you are, and are always willing and encouraged to help you continue to grow. And I want to thank you and Sylvia for that, and Gene Stewart and Chris Rod and Charles and Christy. The friends that you meet are just phenomenal, and they help you grow into where you need to be. So I thank you. Looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing you tonight, as is everybody else. We call you our courageous lion. The truth is this. For your business to grow, you want to grow. And the best environment for all of us to grow in is an environment of encouragement, an environment of inspiration, an environment of positivity, an environment that supports other people, an environment that infuses you with hope and with spirit, an environment that we create here at Team in Spirit. And Team in Spirit is are those leaders that lead by example. You know, you mentioned that Dennis Norquist and Gene Stewart, they don't just inspire and encourage the people on their team, they're inspiring and encourage people all the time. You hear them get on this call and encourage people in the morning when they first get on, when the call finishes up, on Facebook, sending out emails at events. They're the first to get on their feet to give people a standing ovation. The same with Chris Roddy and all the people that you mentioned all throughout your support line and people that are not. And that is what network marketing is about. That is what Team in Spirit is about. And that is you being a living example of enjoying it, sharing it. So thank you very much, Amy. And we're expecting great things from you coming out of Dallas. We expect massive things to happen for you and for your team. I believe great things are on the horizon August, September, and October. And I can't wait to see you tonight. So thank you very much for sharing, Amy. Who else we got that wants to share? Good morning. Who else wants to share, guys? Is everybody just going, I'm traveling, so I'm going to do it down? Let me share. Here's what I love, like Amy just said, about network marketing, is that it is leadership by example. That the leaders that we have in this business truly do make it happen. And I know that for nearly everyone that we work with, this is a business that they build part-time. And that they have got families. They've got their faith and their commitment to their church. They've got their families. They've got careers. They've got very busy, already stressed out, very successful lives that they already have and that they already enjoy. And as part of these lives that they have and that part of these lives that they enjoy, they still get it done. Every single day they're out there supporting their team. Every single day they're out there building their business. Every single day they're out there saying, I'm going to be the example. I'm going to be the person that I want to see my organization become. I understand the importance of my example and how it shows up when you share with other people. I understand what that is like. And I love the fact that we take that responsibility so strong, because I truly believe you cannot separate the difference between your personal life and your business life. There's no difference between today and tomorrow. Because the reality is that if you put up with an excuse, it just matters what level can somebody not count on you. And we can always count on everybody and Team in Spirit. And I love the way that you take the time to encourage Sylvia and I, to encourage our family as we do with you. We just truly do love, and I mean that, absolutely love, with every fiber of my being. I feel absolutely proud to be associated with and to be part of a team that live their lives in this way and are the example that we talk about. So I just want to thank all of you for taking the time to travel into Dallas, Texas, for being on this call every Friday, for being on this call every day of the week, for all the encouragement and support, not only that you offer to your team and to us, but finally that you offer to everyone, because it's leadership by example. The people around you just know and sense that you are different in the way that you respond and treat other people. I truly believe it's the golden rule, and it's a fantastic example, and that's why we're team and spirit. So thank you very much. So who else wants to share on the call here this morning?
Hey, Garrett, it's Troy. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
You know what? I was on the phone this morning at 6 o'clock with the vice president of training of another network marketing company, and his first words were, Troy, how do I get my team growing? And I said, you need to get on one of the morning shows and listen to Garrett train the organization and how he does it. I said, I guarantee if you'll do that 4 days a week and then have a feedback Friday, your team will start to grow, because I watch Garrett's team just explode. I watch his leaders' teams explode. So I just want to say thank you so much for doing these calls. I think they're awesome, not just for Bozzy and what you've got going, Garrett, but literally for the industry, for people to realize if you want to grow an organization, you've got to be a servant leader, and you've got to be willing to do what other people will not do.
And Troy, but that is the example of who you are. I see that everywhere, you know, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's messages that you leave for Sylvia and I, whether it's emails that you send with us, whether it's hearing Jim Gilhouse sharing about the experiences that he has with working with you, whether it's the comments that I see other people share around what it is that you do, and the way that you're revered within the industry, people see you as the ultimate servant leader who are always looking for opportunities to help and serve other people. And I think it's the ultimate way. You know, we talked about it here about people supporting and sharing people who are not inside their organization. Troy does it with everyone, no matter what company they're with, and if they're in or outside the industry, no matter what faith they are, he truly does believe, and he lives his life in accordance to those beliefs, to be out there and share with so many people. So I thank you very much for sharing on the call here this morning, and I just love the example that you are, because you are a stand for us all simply being good people who literally look after one another, and we just love your faith, and I just love your love of this country. We love your love of your family, because your commitment is obvious. It's unwavering, and you can see it in the way that you live. So thank you very much for sharing, Troy.
Thank you, sir.
You're more than welcome. Who else wants to share here this morning?
Garrett, it's Doug. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Because I'm out in the sticks, so keep the reception. First of all, I just want to congratulate everybody who's making the sacrifice to get to Dallas. It's going to be absolutely over the moon. You have no idea. It's going to be 10 times the return on your investment, and this is how leaders are developed. This is how your business explodes. And secondly, I'd like to congratulate and thank Garrett, you and Sylvia and your beautiful daughter for the unbelievable job that you've done, the sacrifice that you've made, how you've been able to get 30 hours out of every day, no sleep, all the adversity that you've gone through, and you've done it for each and every one of us. And I want to thank you so much for that. And I've told the entire team, I said, if you need extra room in your baggage, don't pack socks, because Garrett and Sylvia are going to blow them off on Friday night. So thank you so much for all that you've done.
Well, thank you very much, Doug. And, you know, as our very first 250K diamond in our company, you know, the reason that you are so successful, there is a theme here. It is that servant leader's heart. When I think of Doug McGuinn, what I always think of is that line that John Maxwell talks about, is that a servant leader is willing to give up of their time, give up of their energy, give up of whatever it takes in order for somebody else to give up, to get up. And Doug McGuinn is always looking for opportunities to do that. His whole team knows that, not just through what he says, but more importantly through what he does. And they've all personally experienced that. And that's why you see the type of success that he is having. That's why you can see his team that operate in that way. So thank you very much. And Doug, been able to get through those long nights, been able to do everything we did. It's a combination of just love and appreciation and a vision for this team, because I truly believe it is the best team that I've ever worked with, and I love it. And Sylvia and I think about that all the time, and so does Victoria. And lots of Bobby. So thank you very much for sharing, Doug. Who else wants to share here this morning?
Hi, Garrett. It's Sherry. I'm in Phoenix on my way to Dallas, and I'm so excited.
Well, we're delighted that you and Tyler are on your way here. Travel safely, and over to you, Sherry.
But, Garrett, I just want to say that you are a superman, and you're just amazing how you consistently keep the calls going, and frequently, you know, I won't be on. I'll be off or on because of life getting in the way. But you're there. You're there. You're committed. You're there every morning, and you always have that energy, that excitement, and you know what I love about it the most is it's real. It's so real, and you just keep that spirit going, and God bless you. I'm just so excited. We can't wait to see you.
Well, Sherry.
You and Sylvia both. I mean, God bless Sylvia for keeping that spirit going.
Well, Sherry, we feel blessed. We feel covered in prayer. We feel appreciated. We feel that our faith, as many of you or all of you on this call would say, it's the centerpiece to all of our lives. It's the reason why we are and the reason who we are becoming. It's because of the families that we have, the families that we have, you know, by birth, and the families that we have by choice here with Accelerate, with Bozzy, and with Team in Spirit. It's because of who we are and what we're becoming, and that we want to live and live up to that example. And I always say that, you know, I'm the frailest person of them all. I'm the person who needs as much support as anybody else. Never want to put myself up on a pedestal. You know, we all have our challenging times, but I love, just love, love, love the great team and just what it is that we're creating here, because I truly believe with every fiber of my being, it is special. And the event that we're going to have this weekend, we're committed to it being life-changing. And I mean people looking back and saying it was that moment in time that my life truly did change. We are going to make sure that this week is that unique combination, that perfect recipe of energy, excitement, and enthusiasm mixed together with competency, mixed together with experience and with learning. And when you put that magic mix together with a beautiful people, a group of people that are ultimately moved to be a team and truly today are a family, amazing things can happen. And I believe this is going to be the breakthrough weekend for so many people. They will look back and say, this is what made the difference. They're going to see their lives just change in so many different magnificent ways that they deserve. Through the end of August, September, October, November, and as we move through into our event in Las Vegas. So it's going to be an absolutely fantastic weekend. So thank you very much, Amy from Indiana, for sharing on the call. Thank you very much, Troy Dooley, as always, my friend. Thank you very much for sharing on the call. Doug McGuinn, thank you very much for sharing. Sherry Clare, thank you very much, and Tyler for sharing on the call here this morning. And guys, tomorrow there will be no call because we're all going to be in Dallas, Texas. So there will be no call on Saturday morning. We are going to be in Dallas, Texas. There's going to be a big training event, so it's the only time, as Sherry said, you know, commitment is doing the thing you said you would do long after the mood you set it in has left you. Tomorrow's call will not be on, not because the mood has left us, but because the mood's in Dallas, Texas. And for those of you that are not here, you will be here in our hearts. You will be here in our thoughts. You will be here in our prayers, because we truly do pray for those that aren't here, that the spirit and energy that those that are here are infused with truly will travel out and will infuse you as well, because you deserve it. We all deserve it. So have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Travel in God's feet to every one of you, and God bless you all, and thank you for sharing on the call.
You know, it's fun when we do these Feedback Fridays, because you get to listen to the passion that people have for especially Accelerate in this case, because they're on Garrett's team, they're in Bozzy, they're just kicking it up. And this weekend's his big event. This is the weekend in Dallas where they're launching a bunch of new tools, they're doing a lot of stuff. But one of the things that I think people don't realize is that when Garrett decided to do this event, instead of having his team go to Denver for their corporate event, he put a lot of money into this. He was willing to pony up and write the check and be able to take his organization. 500 people are going to be going, and that could be up to 1,000 if you look at them as couples, because some of them are couples. They're going to be taking them out to dinner over to the South Fork Ranch that was on the Dallas TV show. They're holding a two-day, just rock-solid, power-packed training session. They're launching some new DVD training. And when I see that type of stuff going on, when I see the excitement that takes place on a Feedback Friday, when I hear a team of leaders that are calling in from the airport, they're calling in from their cars, they're calling in from the hotel room where they're half asleep because they drove all night, it makes me proud to be in network marketing. It makes me realize that there are still people in this profession that understand it takes hard work, that it's not a get-rich-quick, that it's not just following the money, but it's following a leader, and then the money will show up. And, you know, Mark, you and I have been around this industry now, I mean, collectively almost 100 years, and we've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly, but man, Garrett just makes me proud, buddy, to be in this profession.
Well, I'll tell you, when someone acts as a true servant leader, it's amazing. And, you know, I looked into what he was doing, and it definitely did not cost what he charged his people. I mean, they got the bargain of a lifetime. Here's a guy who's given back, who's absolutely had to write a check for much bigger than what it costs, because I've run events in, you know, hotels and whatever, mm-hmm. and what he has charged his people is barely covering the rental of the hotel meeting room, you know, and all those other extras. He's definitely given his people not only his heart and soul, but a lot of economic value.
Well, you know, you hit it dead on right there, because truly, it takes money to put on these events, and you and I have been doing this for forever. And when I see a leader that says, you know what, I will make a small investment today in order to get priceless opportunities down the road. And that's what it is. In an economy where people are hurting, he understood that he's been blessed, that God has truly blessed his family. And he said, I'm willing to put this into the game. And I'm willing to make it so inexpensive that people can afford their plane ticket, they can afford their hotels. I mean, crying out loud, even the hotel package was so dirt cheap. You know, the whole thing he puts together, because he knows that there's going to be people whose lives are going to be changed. The little gal coming in from Phoenix with her husband, you know, you could tell she's so excited. This will be the first time she gets to meet Garrett, and she gets a little sidetracked in the business, but yet here they are, showing up for an event this weekend that literally will change their lives. And, you know, I've been to all kinds of events, Mark, large ones, small ones, in between. And every time I leave an event, I hear somebody tell me a story about how it's changed their lives. And in some cases, it was me telling the story. I've taken Dalton with me and JT with me on numerous big events with Primerica and WMA and different companies. And I get so excited when I see what we see in this profession, when I understand that through it all, there's some sacrifice, whether it's time, whether it's some money, sometimes it's emotion. But at the end of the day, if you truly believe in where you're going and you truly believe in what you're doing, then you get to see the results. And one story that always comes home, and it's because I got to live it with you, I watched your baby girl go through high school. I watched her, well, really junior high and high school and then college, and then become a young woman and go out there into the workplace. And I know that a lot of times it was that extra work that you put into network marketing that helped to pay for those tuition, helped to pay for those books. But then at the same time, and this is what gives me goosebumps, I'd get phone calls on a Thursday and you'd be saying, hey, I won't be around this weekend. I'm going to go down to the school and I'm going to see a game with Tanya, or we're just going to go hang out with Tanya. And buddy, I want you to know you're an inspiration to me, and I want you to be an inspiration to people to understand network marketing really does work.
Yeah, she's and you know what makes me the proudest of all of this, Troy, is her work ethic.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm hoping within a year or two she gets real tired of corporate life.
Yeah.
She hasn't yet because it's all new to her, but her work ethic is something that I would say she got from me, and just by watching, you know, and And that is a really, really good thing. And
well, you've just done great. You and Jane both, man. And I'm proud of you for that. But it's even more fun now because, you know, you'll call me and say, hey, I'm calling you from the train station. I'm picking up Tanya. And, Mark, there's so many dads that don't get any of this. They got to work their butts off for an employer that doesn't give a rip about them. And you've been able to create this lifestyle where family is a dominant value in your life, and it's been able to continue to grow because of what we do here.
Yeah, now guys and gals listening, and don't get me wrong, you know, your income is something, you know, when you reach a certain level in this business, your income is something that you're happy with, but you can always do better, and we're always striving to do more. But what Troy said is so eminently true is that it is not just about the money. It's about the lifestyle. It's about the time freedom. Right now, I'm on the call with you, but I'm walking through a shopping mall looking for something at the same time while everybody else is sitting behind a desk somewhere. And so invest in yourself, in getting to your company's specific event. It'll be so worth it. You know, Troy, you and I both know a gentleman by the name of Jason Hatch. Jason is from Australia, and his company event was coming up, and he didn't have the money to go there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what did he do? He was an avid motorcyclist from Australia, and he had to come to the United States, and he didn't have the money because it's quite expensive to get here from then and to stay over. He went into his garage, looked at the Harley Davidson that he loved, and sold it so he could come to the event.
That's and true.
He said he came there, he got inspired, and he made enough money in the next year to afford two new Harleys. So it's all about putting it out there and committing. Who are you committing to, guys, gals? You're committing to yourself. Don't be in something, be in you.
Well, you know, you hit something on that. I was the gentleman that I was talking to this morning was sharing a story similar to that one that we know about him. And these two guys decided to join this company on Monday, and they lived in South Africa. And their event was on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the United States. They flew 35 hours to show that they were ready to get involved in this U.S.-based network marketing company and help launch it in South Africa. And folks, listen, that's the type of profession that we're in. People all over the world want to be involved in a network marketing business right here in the United States, growing and building internationally. And, you know, whether you're with Accelerate, whether you're with Invisys, whether you're with FDI, I don't care what company that you might be with listening to this call today. If you're dead set on changing your family's life forever, then you need to make sure that you're dedicated to building your business. Now, if you're with a company already and they're a rock-solid, legitimate company, you go kick some butt, recommit yourself, let people know what's going on. If you're not with a company, then you go look for a company and you ask yourself two questions. The first question that you want to ask is, would I use this product or service if I wasn't being paid to use it? If the answer is yes, then you're halfway there. And then you ask yourself, what type of leader do I want as my sponsor? And you look for that leader in that company. And when you have those two elements, then the sky's the limit on where you can go. Because you'll have a trainer, a supporter, a coach, a mentor that will be right there with you with your same type of value set. You'll have a company with a service or a product or a crusade that you don't even care if you get paid. That's even better. And you just go for it. And you go for it and you go for it and you go for it until you get it. Because it's not easy, but it's worth it. And it didn't. Mark and I weren't born with silver spoons in our mouths where we made network marketing work the first time out. It took us a while, but now we get to look and we get to benefit. I know Mark's going to be going to one of his leadership conferences here in the next few months and doing some stuff there, and we've got Bozzy this weekend. I'm telling you guys, this industry is exploding. There's great companies coming together. There's great leaders out there. This is a time in our profession where you're at a ground floor opportunity. We're coming out of a recessionary period. This is the greatest time of growth throughout the network marketing arena. We're already seeing some of the publicly traded companies' profits going through the roof. We're seeing companies merge together to give themselves even more strength. Matter of fact, we're seeing network marketing companies being bought for hundreds of millions of dollars by people because they realize network marketing is the wave of the future. It's the place to be. It's going to be the marketing channel that works. So, you know, if you're missing the boat, if you're just hanging out wondering about this, you got to listen to an organization today of people that are passionate about what they do. A company that is so dedicated to its field force that it has 350 different athletes that use their products in every level of sports that do not get paid to do it. They just buy the product and they use it. They have hospital groups and doctors groups that actually provide a product to patients that was created by Accelerate, the Bozzy Juice. Those are the type of companies that you want to look for. A company that is so proud of what it does that it's gone out there and it's gone into industries and professions and said, hey, we want you to test this. We want you to use it. We want you to see what you think. I mean, that's pretty amazing. That's what we're doing in network marketing. It's not just Accelerate. There's other great companies like that. I know Mark and I are affiliated with a company that has inked some deals with some pretty major corporations that are not in network marketing because they saw the magnitude of what we were doing. I can tell you, Orrin Woodward, another great leader in this profession, wrote the book Revolutionary Leadership, has talked in front of millions of people about leadership and has shared why network marketing is a place where they can get their feet wet. You know, we've got Warren Buffett now buying network marketing companies. We've got hedge funds buying network marketing companies. We've got Robert Kiyosaki sharing it's a good thing. President Clinton sharing that it's a good thing. Guys, I'm telling you, this is the place to be. And Mark, we got about, I don't know, 160, 120 seconds left. Why don't you close us out on this wonderful Friday?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, network marketing is a profession where, guys, you can have fun and make money at the same time. Now, most people, you go into a corporation, walk around and see companies having fun. We have fun here because we're bringing a valuable product or a service. People, we're bringing them an opportunity to people. So what you have to do is you have to get rid of your limiting beliefs. How do you do that? You get to your company's trainings, you read positive books, you listen to CDs, you get on this call, because this is radio for your mind. Somewhere along the way, someone put some bad jelly in your donut. That was the belief. See, you can't do this. You can't. Troy and I are here to tell you that you can. So let's just extract that old bad jelly and put in some fresh stuff that tastes good and says, man, I can do this because it is the right thing at the right time. The next is here. You just have to run on down the road with it. So we love you all. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you here on Monday with Radio for Your Mind.
Hey, guys, don't forget Aces Radio Live tonight at 5 p.m. We'll see you there. Bye now.